A Boston bank is trying to reimagine the banking industry. Berkshire Bank recently opened a free co-working space in Roxbury called Revex Labs. The shared workspace aims to help entrepreneurs in underserved communities thrive as the bank looks for new ways to connect with customers. WBUR's Sininjor Enwemeka reports.
Berkshire Bank Regional President Malia Lazu is trying to make banking cool.
And so as you can see, here's the co-working space. And then we have some phone booths here and then a meeting room there that folks can use. Here you can come.
This is Revex Labs, Berkshire Bank's take on co-working, one of the biggest trends in office spaces. It's located in Roxbury's Nubian Square. The space is about the size of a cafe with high ceilings, an exposed brick wall, and large glass windows that make it look more like a storefront.
It's really designed where people can come in, set up a computer, jump online, and do some work. And so we have about 12 chairs seated at round tables, a high top table that seats several folks. And it's just an open use space that people can come in and work from.
Unlike other co-working spaces, this one is free. It's geared towards entrepreneurs and nonprofits. There's also an event space in the back. Lazu, a community organizer turned bank executive, says Revex Labs is Berkshire Bank's experiment with a new kind of banking for the internet age.
You know, legacy banks are working really hard to try to figure out what to do. You know, there's less and less branch traffic, but you still need a community presence.
Think about it. When was the last time you went to a bank? Chances are it's been a while. As more people turn to their smartphones and online banking, Berkshire Bank is turning to co-working as a way to build relationships and potentially new customers.
Banks play roles in the economy, and helping entrepreneurs start businesses is part of the economy, right? So isn't it great to have a room full of businesses that have business accounts? Totally. Right? Like, so it just, it makes a lot of sense.
And Revex Labs is focused on communities that have been underserved by banks. There's a bank employee posted here to offer financial counseling. There are tablets for people to do online banking. The bank also plans to issue microloans of up to $20,000 to entrepreneurs of color.
Nice. This place is filled today. This is like the first time I come in when they're real busy.
Matty Deed is a financial coach in the Mayor's Office of Workforce Development.
Oh my God, this space means so much to us, especially communities of color, because it's in the community.
Deed stops in to see if she can use the space to host workshops. She says Revex Labs has already become a go-to spot for her to connect with people in the neighborhood.
I was on my way to a meeting in the community, and I saw the sign, and I was curious, like, what's this place? What's up in here? Now I'm coming in here once a week and saying, wow, okay, let me say hi to the peeps.
The space is buzzing on a recent afternoon. Most of the tables are full. People pop into the phone booths to make calls, and a few groups rotate through a conference room for meetings.
I get a lot more work done here. And, you know, it's just more fun to be out and more enjoyable to be surrounded by others.
Entrepreneur Wayne Isagiri plans to start a nonprofit childcare organization. He says he's already met other entrepreneurs here who are working on similar businesses.
There's not a lot of places for entrepreneurs to congregate and learn from one another in neighborhoods like this. And so it's just kind of interesting and cool to meet those people right here in Revex that I'd quite frankly hadn't anticipated or expected.
Entrepreneurs here say the space is a great addition to the neighborhood. The co-working craze has been going strong for several years now. Banks, hotels, and even office supply companies are getting in on it. But has it lived up to the hype?
I don't know if it has or has not lived up to the hype.
Liz Berthlet is research director at the commercial real estate firm Newmark Knight Frank. She says the growth of co-working has slowed down due to the recent turmoil at co-working giant WeWork after its failed IPO.
But I think moving forward, there's always going to be a need for this type of space. I don't think co-working ever goes away, especially in tech markets like Boston, where you do have a lot of young companies and they need cost-effective options when they're starting out. And co-working provides that.
I'm a little skeptical. I don't think co-working adds a lot of value. It was sort of a fad.
Peter Cohen teaches business strategy at Babson College. He says startups would be better off in a structured accelerator program that helps them develop their business or product.
It only works if both the startup and the owner of the co-working space are tangibly better off.
As for the Revex Labs co-working space, Cohen, who used to work in the banking industry, says it's a worthwhile experiment for banks as their business is being disrupted by technology. Berkshire Bank plans to take its experiment to other cities, too, including Springfield, Providence, and New York. Malia Lazu says the locations will all carry the Revex name, which is a play on the words revolution and evolution.
Revex Labs is like that sort of answer of why are we building a branch when we can get done what we need to get done as far as a banking community relationship, but centering the community first.
At least that's what Lazu is banking on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor and Wameka.